It's hard to align the stars when you're talking about economic development and jobs in just a healthy community. And this is one time the stars are aligned. The city is working together with the PETA board, the PETA board's working with the city. The Life Science Board supported a gift to this community in the amount of $9.7 million.
The chairman of the Pittsfield Economic Development Authority, Mick Callahan, made his case before the City Council voted unanimously to accept the grant from the Massachusetts Life Sciences Center to build the Berkshire Innovation Center. Callahan, business leaders, and those working on the project also urged the council to allocate $250,000 to support a nonprofit that will manage the center once it opens at the William Stanley Business Park, expected in summer 2016.
We all want to drive by there and see the lights on, but we all want to drive by there and say we participated and voted for it because it was in the best interest of the city and Berkshire County.
As expected, the council referred the spending matter to the city's Community and Economic Development Subcommittee, which next meets on August 26th. Meanwhile, 25 members of the reactivated Youth Commission were officially appointed, while Mayor Dan Bianchi also announced the creation of a youth coalition.
The reason I'm doing that is because we had so many young people who were interested in serving on the Youth Commission, and we only had so many slots. And I want to keep them engaged as well as the adults who've dedicated themselves to supporting this effort.
The two groups plan to meet separately and jointly throughout the year. 14-year-old Michaela Mazur is going into her freshman year at Pittsfield High School. A Youth Coalition member and avid ice skater, she says she wants to be involved in keeping teens active in the city.
Well, I know a lot of people that like to go public skate at the Boys Club, and because it closes so early in the year, a lot of people go different places, and I think that if we could keep the Boys Club rink open for the whole season, that I think it would be nice for people to go there.
Having previously served as a Youth Commission member, Vin Marinaro is helping to coordinate the effort this time around.
The important part of this is that it's going to be youth-driven. The intention is for us to brainstorm at the first meeting to separate the adults and the youth and have them actually brainstorm as to what they feel are the top five or six issues that they think are facing our youth today, and then comparing them so that they can develop a strategy for going forward.
By a vote of 9-2, the City Council also approved varying performance and longevity-based pay raises for 27 department heads and city managers at a cost of nearly $200,000. Subcommittee work and a consultant's review found that Pittsfield was paying roughly 12% less than other communities for comparable positions. Councilor John Kroll supported the pay hike.
Over the years, we have had an issue with turnover. There's no question about it. Pittsfield is a training ground. As a challenging urban community for department heads to come in, pretty much cut their teeth and then go to a smaller community often for greater pay.
Councilor Nick Cacamo points out turnover leads to additional costs for the city, stemming from advertising job openings, training, and a loss of efficiency.
When they're compensated for the skills and the job that they're doing, and they show longevity over time, I think that we as counselors, and specifically the citizens, are going to see an increased application of services. Productivity is going to go way up.
Counselors Kevin Morandi and Kathleen Amuso opposed the pay hike. While she says the current levels are low and should be increased, Amuso did not support the increased levels.
I just think giving somebody 45, and I don't care about the positions or who's in them, but any position, 45% raise, 28%, 24, 44, 34, that's what I'm not in favor of.
Counselor Jonathan Lothrop supported the increases, saying higher wages are key to attracting good management, which will save money in the long run.
The reality is the reason we don't touch this very often is it is difficult, and it is political, and it is challenging. So I compliment this mayor, and I compliment the group that brought this forward, because it does take courage. It's not a popular thing, but sometimes you have to do the right thing. Sometimes the right thing isn't the popular thing.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.